WildTalkRadio.com.
The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink, wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
The Wild Talk Radio Network now presents The Evolution in Online Sports Entertainment.
Hey, everybody, this is X-Flat with D-Generation X.
Hey, this is the Rated R Superstar, a.k.a. Adam Copeland, a.k.a. Edge.
This is everyone's favorite wrestler and mine, Rob Van Dam. You're listening to me because you are listening to Wrestle Talk Radio.
Wrestle Talk Radio.
Who's ready for story time, baby?
Hosted by Tim Stein.
Best there is, the best there was, or the best there ever will be.
The intern, Kane Kittens.
I am the best in the world at everything I do.
Special guest host this week, local indie wrestler Keishi Matsunaga.
I'm better than you, and you know it.
And the producer, Sir Rockin.
Acknowledge me.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Don't stop listening, or I will find you. I know where you live. I have Google Earth.
WTR Sunday night.
And remember, it's okay to play with yourself. As long as you have an action figure.
It's time to play the game. Time to play the game! It's all about the game, and how you play it.
The time has come for another edition of the WTR Fantasy Draft here on Wrestle Talk Radio, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, wildtalkradio.com, twitch.tv/WTR live chat. If you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's not Prime Gaming, it's not Twitch Prime, it's just Prime. Click the purple button below the screen to support the channel for free. You can use carrier code ROCKSTOCK at the 49 shop because it's a brand new season coming up this week, and apparently Sonic the Hedgehog is taking over with Mega Man and Tetris. Hashtag Epic Partner. I am the producer. Joined for this fantasy draft by the intern, Kane Kittens.
I mean, don't forget, you know, Persona and all those other games that are wildly popular that I'll have no fucking clue who they are in that game.
Everyone knows every single game that's going to be included in this Gaming Legends season. We'll talk more about Fortnite when we play Fortnite after the WTR draft, fantasy draft here. In a little while, because we're going to Sprite Hunt in a little bit. Joining us for the Sprite Hunt will be Lindsay Ward.
Yay, Legacy Games! Woo!
Indeed. We also have one, Keishi Matsunaga.
It's a video game season?
It's going to be a video game season, yeah.
With more sprites!
Ooh.
There's a giant cartridge in the center of the map at the moment.
Oh, really? Which system?
Sega.
Well, I was going to say, it looked either like Sega or like the SNES with the style of cartridge it was.
I think Sega because Sonic.
Probably.
You don't know.
That's what I would
It's
think.
Also Mega Man, so.
Who knows? And Tetris. And all Tetris the above. Player. And the game's from Tim's childhood. It's the one and only Tim Stein.
What game was from my childhood?
Tetris.
Pong.
Pong.
No. Operation.
Operation.
That was from my childhood. So was Perfection. If you don't know what that is, look it up. There's some video up there on Reels and on TikTok.
Probably they re-release Perfection.
Yeah, the game Perfection freaking out Gen X. It's hilarious. Or Gen Z. It's hilarious. Triggering their anxiety. Yeah, good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Fantasy Draft Edition. Oh my God, Rock. 23 seasons?
It is 23 seasons of this draft.
Your little baby's growing up.
It's all grown up. And this season, we got some new changes involved. The wheel is still involved, but not as heavily involved as it was in the previous couple rounds. This time, it's taking over by Money in the bank. We have briefcases for you to pick that have some unique stipulations attached to them this season.
The wheel still is a participant, though.
The wheel is still participating, but they don't have as big a role, like randomizing players and such.
Right, they just own a team.
They just own a team. So the stipulations for the briefcases are the following choices. What would be the cash-in, the underdog, the swap, the comeback, the odds-on favorite, the wise investment, the DQ, the injury bug, the authority, and the steal. We'll give you the descriptions of each briefcase later when we get to picking them out. So they've all been randomly set up. We don't know who gets what is attached to each case. That's been hidden from us for now. We will reveal
it. Sarah.
Yes, thanks to Sarah. She's made sure we do not know what any of these are. We will reveal them.
So only Sarah and the wheel know.
No, Sarah's
only
the only
Sarah one. Knows.
Sarah is the one. Yeah, she did it for me. She hid them. We'll reveal them at the end of the show. So that's that. So we'll get those options in a little while. But as we do, we kick it off with the keeper round. Lindsay is up first.
Oh,
she has the first.
Yeah, you were first pick. You didn't look at the meet. You didn't look at the socials.
I didn't see it.
Before anybody picks Rock, really quickly, why don't you just scroll down who picks when?
Okay, so it's the order, because people can see on the screen, but it's Lindsay goes first, the wheel followed by Casey, the intern, Tim, and then myself. It is snake draft, as always. So, Lindsay, you have the first keeper pick.
I'm going to keep Roman.
Which is now the bloodline.
The bloodline.
Which means I lose Jacob.
You do, in fact, lose Jacob. But you weren't keeping Jacob. You made it clear who you're keeping.
Did I say that last week?
You reiterated last night to me as well that who you were keeping. So when Lindsay asked the question, does she get others if she kept Roman, it was very clear that you weren't going to put up a fight on that one.
No, she already had 3/4 of the bloodline already. It was
it was very, very much hers and hers alone on that.
Although,
one.
She does not get Solo. Mm-mm. Nor Zilla.
Nor Zilla, because one's in NXT and one has not officially joined yet. 24 hours
and
now.
And Zilla hasn't been stated to be part of the bloodline either. So
I am just waiting for Zilla to be in the ring against an opponent, and they're going back and forth on the mic, and his opponent says, "God, Zilla, dad joke."
Boom, boom.
The wheel is going to keep L.A. Knight.
That could be a good pick, considering for Money in the Bank.
That's a good keeper for the wheel. Now we ask the question, Casey, who are you keeping?
I'm going to keep Gunther.
He is keeping Gunther.
Wow, there's a lot of talent that Casey's given up this draft. I like it.
Well, not necessarily. He might be able to get it back.
Maybe.
Well,
but maybe. I was going to say, there's at least some pieces that are going away.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All right. Brent, who are you keeping?
I know this is going to be a shock coming from my team, but I think I'm going to keep Obafemi.
No, you're not allowed.
I have the ruler on my team.
Obafemi is staying with Brent. Tim has a hard decision because half his team is
retired,
just gave birth.
Injured. On a temporary contract with AJ.
Yep.
So well,
the only one that I'm not going to kid you guys. I lost sleep over this. I really did. I stayed up till like 5-6 in the afternoon, ice pack in my head the whole bit, and came up with Sami Zayn.
Sami Zayn. Okay.
Not who I thought was going to be from that group. Okay.
I mean, how do you think?
We'll see. Rock.
I am going to keep the Charlotte, Alexa, and now Tatum Paxley.
Ooh, the Alliance of Convenience.
Yes. All right, so that is the keeper round. Now we go back to Lindsay to start off the official draft. First pick, Lindsay.
Dan Housen.
He's going for appearance points.
I mean, he's also undefeated.
He is,
but he doesn't wrestle much.
But he shows up every show.
I mean, that is true.
You cursed.
All right, so that brings us. It's this button. Brings us to the wheel. We gotta open the right wheel. This one. All right.
Hit the button. Let it spin and pick.
It's going to be
Kit Wilson.
Kit Wilson. All right. Not the strongest of choice, but you know we'll see how that one.
It's an inanimate object. Let it go.
I mean, it did better than you last season, so we gotta judge its picks.
Well, yeah, it did, but then again, I had two retirements and the pregnancy that we didn't realize. And
I mean, to be fair, it also beat us for night one of SummerSlam. So
it did.
I like quite literally had three people on my team by the end of everything.
Yes. All right.
I mean, you had the ability to like drop people and other stuff. You just
did that. I did that.
He did one. He did drop one at one point. All right, Keish, you're up.
I'm going to go with my second keeper and keep CM Punk.
CM Punk.
Nasty. All right,
you know, I'm going to stick with a keeper. No, I'm going to go Fatal Influence.
Fatal Influence for the intern. All right, Tim.
All right, now let's see, who am I going to pick? See, all of the best ones, all the ones that I had at the top of my list are already gone, and that's why I said don't do that. But I'll go with Kevin Owens.
Kevin Owens, who just returned to WWE.
Don't get hurt, Kevin.
We're going to take Stephanie Vaquer for this round.
And to start round three,
Cody Rhodes.
Rock gets to keep Cody.
All right, Tim.
Nobody said Zilla Fatu yet, so I will.
Zilla Fatu for Tim. All right, Brent.
This could hurt me in the end, but I mean, they are featured weekly, and eventually one of them will come back. Hopefully two of them will come back at some point. I'll go the Vision.
Bye-bye, Vision. Underperformers.
Vision for them.
Hey, one of them could have good odds to win Money in the Bank.
They could, and that's what people should be playing their teams towards, possibly. All right.
That's what I'm trying for.
Keishi.
Going to dip into NXT and take Kendall Gray with Ren Sinclair.
Well, Kendall Gray action for Keishi. Alright. That leads us to the wheel.
Kalani Jordan.
Kalani Jordan. Alright, another NXT.
Who's facing Kendall Gray at Heatwave?
There you go. Alright, we go back to Lindsay.
Give me Solo.
She's just going to take it without even trying to secure it later on. Solo. Sokoa.
Damn it.
For Lindsay. We run it back. Lindsay.
Well, since I have Solo, I have to have Sol. So give me Sol Ruka.
Sol Ruka. All right. That goes back to the wheel.
Jordan Grace.
Jordan Grace. Maybe she finally gets back on TV this next few months. All right, Keish, you're up.
Seth Rollins.
Stop it, Keishi.
Seth Rollins. Keishi. Brent.
Boy, you're peeking at my list.
You know, they hurt me a little bit, but there's a lot of potential on that listing in terms of some Money in the Bank people. I'm going to go Judgment Day.
Judgment Day for Brent. Brent's really stacking up the talent in terms of just pure numbers.
Again, I'm going in with a strat here.
You sure have a strat on that one. All right, we're up to Tim.
All right, I'll take Paige.
Tim is going to go with Paige. All right, leave it up to me. I need a tag team.
Technically, you have one.
Technically, I have one. I need
Charlotte
a male tag
Alexa team. Tatum.
Yeah, I know. I'm more talking like a male tag team. Give me the new tag champs, the MFTs.
The Tongans.
Tongans. New MFTs.
Your favorite Tongans.
Yep. All right. So that sticks there. Gonna play the odds like Brent. Let's go Tiffany Stratton. All right, Tim.
My obligatory tag team, Jade and the Baddies.
Jade, Cargill, Baddies for Tim. Goes back to Brent.
Hasn't made it onto the main roster TV quite yet in a actual capacity, but again, Money in the Bank. Blake Monroe.
She should have her first match this Friday on SmackDown.
There we go.
All right, Casey.
Lola Vice.
Lola Vice, who is most likely headed to Friday Night SmackDown.
I was going to say, SmackDown's newest edition just hasn't been announced yet.
I will.
Damian Priest.
Good follow-up to Lola Vice. Damian Priest for the wheel. Lindsay.
Such a lovely couple there.
It is.
Let me have Becky Lynch.
Becky Lynch. All right. And for your next pick?
Say his name and he will appear. Joe Hendry.
No!
Why, Tim? Why? Did you want Joe Hendry?
He was in my queue.
He was in your queue.
I was hoping to be able to take him as a late draft pick.
Joe Hendry. All right, we go back to the wheel.
Joe Hendry.
No.
Oh, the first repeat. The first repeat.
Say his name and he appears. I believe in Joe Hendry. I believe in Joe Hendry.
Wheel tries this again.
Tavian Heights.
Tavian Heights. Not quite.
Half of the NXT Tag Team Champions.
Joe Hendry. All right, Case, you're up.
Julia.
Interesting choice with how she's being pushed at the moment.
I'm hoping maybe there's Money in the Bank potential.
There could be Money in the Bank potential there, right?
I think I'm going to follow, go down to NXT, but I'm torn between two. You know what? Screw it. I'm going to stick with my more is more, and I'm going to take Vanity Project.
Vanity Project for Brent. All right, Tim.
Oh, shit. Well, my picks have been so decimated that I'm one short on my hope list. It's gotten that bad. Give me Nia Jax with Lash.
Nia Jax and Lash. Legend. Brings it back to me. We're going to go with Penta.
What I was going to get on the come around. Damn.
On one side. On the other. We'll go Io Sky on the other side of that list. Sends it back to Tim.
How long is Rhea Ripley out for?
Undisclosed amount of time due to after surgery.
So it could be 4 weeks, 6 weeks, or 8 weeks.
Or till January.
Yeah, it could, or Royal Rumble, which is outside of this purview.
Yeah, that messes me up a little bit. Ah, give me the Street Profits.
Street Profits. All right. This goes back to you now, Brent.
All right, we're going to sound the trumpets. I'm going to get on the spinning wheel, and it's time to whoop that trick.
Ooh, Trick Williams.
All right. Trick Williams.
Kind of far down in this draft.
Yeah, a little bit far down in this draft, but sometimes that kind of happens. You were really shooting your shot for Money in the Bank. All right.
I have like the entire field on my team alone.
I know. That's what I'm saying. All right. Casey.
Chelsea Green.
Your women's champion. Casey, cut it out. Chelsea
Well,
Green.
I mean, she may have to drop a title in 30 days.
She might. I'm banking on the hopes that she doesn't.
All right. Go to the wheel.
Tristan Angels.
Tristan Angels.
That was one of the ones I added last night, Rock.
There you go. All right, Lindsay, your final two picks are?
Give me Chad Gable.
Chad Gable. And your final selection?
My final selection. Think about this. Finn Balor.
Finn Balor. All right, the wheel's final selection of the season 23 draft is?
Keanu Carter.
Keanu Carver.
Another one I added. The wheel's just picking up all the people I threw on there.
Wheel's looking for some from potential there. We'll see how that one trickles out for the wheel. All right. This brings to Casey's final pick.
Well, I think I'm going to round it out with another team. Even though I think they're only here for a good time, not a long time, I'm going to go with the Bella Twins.
Where was that one? Seriously, Casey, what's going on?
Bella Twins.
I don't know.
You're peeking at my sheet. I swear.
Well, I mean, I can or cannot confirm nor deny any of those accusations.
All right, Brent, your final selection.
I think I'm going to go with a well-traveled person, has been through many, many promotion. I'm going to go with Mike sent, I mean, Cruz Montana.
Cruz Montana. All right, Tim, your final selection.
Currently still up in the air. Hey, why don't I take the only available Fatu left?
Which one?
Well, there's only one.
There's not really a Fatu available. If you're talking Jacob, guess what? One's in the air.
Yeah. If I pick him, he Sorry. Might just be enhancement talent. Yeah, what's going on with him? He's probably going to AEW.
I mean, Ilya is still there waiting for you. You had him on your team last year.
Yeah, and he got me nothing.
Yeah, well, I think he got you an appearance point in the Royal Rumble before Brock dumped him.
Yeah, one. I'm scanning now.
I mean, there's AAA Cruiserweight Champion Ray Phoenix.
I'm going to throw it away. Here's my throwaway pick. Pick number 8, throwaway pick. I'll grab Randy Orton.
Randy Orton. All right, for my final pick, Brent, he's big. He's bad. And he'll body slam your dad, Mason Rook.
Mason Rook.
To round out the field. All right. So now it comes down to Money in the Bank. There are 6 briefcases, or 10 briefcases to choose from. 6 will be chosen. We ran over the categories for the briefcase. We'll reveal what each briefcase means after every single number has been selected. All right, Lindsay, out of the 10 briefcases, which number do you want?
5.
Lindsay is going to take number 5. We'll reveal what that one is here in a moment. The wheel gets a chance to pick a briefcase, and the wheel selects number 1.
Going right for the top.
Right for the top. Keishi.
7, please.
Keishi is getting number 7. Brent.
Okay, hang on. Google, roll a D10. Nope, that one was chosen. 9.
All right. Tim.
What numbers were picked?
5, 1, 7, 9.
5, 1, 7, 9. Give me 10.
And take number 10. I'll go number 3.
All right, okay. Here comes the fun.
Here comes the fun of knowing what they are. All right. So for Lindsay, she picked briefcase, what, number 5?
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Lindsay gets was called the wise investment. So to understand what the wise investment is, it is as follows. You have invested wisely and you've earned yourself a new teammate. You get an extra superstar for your team right now.
Draft pick.
Fuck. I don't know. Royce Keys. I don't know.
Oops.
Royce Keys gets
added to Lindsay's team.
All right. So the wheel selected number, what was it? Number 1?
1. Number 1.
And number 1 is called the comeback. The comeback means, or no, what is it? Number 1? The number 1 is the cash in. That's what it was. The cash in.
Oh, shit. Oh,
no,
shit.
No. Comeback. I was right. Wrong. I was wrong. It was the comeback. Because my list was all the way up as number 1.
This one. Yeah, your comeback list has it as the first option, but yeah, okay, the comeback.
Are you trailing behind and need a boost? You get 2 chances to get a leg up on the competition with a 5x multiplier for 1 superstar. You must cash in at the start of a week for it to count for that week. So we're going to have to all randomly decide when the wheel gets to cash in its comeback, because it really can't think for itself.
Wait, spin the wheel and just pick a week.
All right, we'll do that at the end.
It has two. It has 2 weeks that it cashes on.
So we'll spin numbers before we end the show tonight. All right, the next one.
7 for Keishi.
7 for Keishi. All right, 7. That one is the cash in.
Ooh, what is that?
God damn it!
Brent knows what this one is.
Keishi, Keishi's starting off in a very good position.
Well, that's fun.
Get the ultimate lead. Get the ultimate head start on the competition with a 50-point boost right out of the gate.
Oh, sweet.
Keishi's already leading by 50.
Nice.
Keishi's already up 50 points.
I know which one I want, Rock. I'm hoping I get it.
All right. You're what, number 9?
Number 9.
All right. Number 9. You got the odds on favorite.
Oh, okay.
All right, the odds on a favorite. You are granted a 3x multiplier for 1 superstar for the entire season. You better make it count.
Gee, I wonder who I'm going to put that with.
There you go, Oba.
Congrats to Oba Femi on that one. All right, Tim has what number?
10.
10.
Well,
he's the underdog, please.
He is not quite the underdog.
Did he get a bad one?
The injury bug. He got the injury bug. Yes! It appears that one of your players suffered an injury and will be forced to miss the first month of the season.
Oh my God.
Don't blame me. Blame Brent.
Blame me.
We will spin a wheel and what will come up with a number, and that person misses the first month of the season. And
he would have had a shot at her being out for like a month and it wouldn't have mattered.
And then wouldn't it have actually mattered? I got number three, which is the authority.
Oh, God damn it. Lindsay, this is yours.
This one is a Lindsay-coded one. Having management on your side is always a good thing. So anytime a GM appears on TV, you get 2 bonus points per GM.
Rude.
Lindsay has always wanted to draft a GM, and here it is, the opportunity.
Did I get it? No.
No. But you got Royce Keys, so
you got an extra person.
Awesome. That's so awesome! Yeah, isn't he? Didn't he get written off TV?
He did.
No.
For now.
No.
For a little bit. All right.
It's a storyline though. It's not a real injury.
All right. So we got to pick who for Tim a number that will miss the first month of the season.
1 out of 8.
8. So Randy Orton will miss the first month.
That's awful.
I mean, that's kind of in the wheelhouse there.
That's only might be miss like, yeah, might be all right for him. All right, so the other ones that we did not choose, which were, we had something called the swap. You were going to be able to swap a pick with somebody. There was an underdog. You would get 25 points instead of the 50.
No, underdog was you started 25 points back. You were at
Oh, right. That one was the negative one. Yeah, you started 25 points back.
That's not underdog. That's handicap.
It's an underdog. You're behind. You got to make
it count. It's the Daniel Bryan. You fight your way through.
We also had one
goddamn handicap.
We had the steal, which would have been halfway through the competition. You could steal a player from the opposing team. So that was also another one on the list. So, yeah.
The DQ would have sucked.
Yeah, there was also a DQ. You had to lose a player from your team. So you were too powerful, so you had to lose somebody.
8 people you drafted, you would have had to drop one.
Yeah, so Lindsay got the one where you gained the extra player. There's going to be one where you lose the extra player. So there you go. That is the fantasy draft for season 23. This runs up until the first week in January.
January 8th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's WTR Sunday for this Sunday. Coming up right after this, we're switching over to Fortnite. We're going to do a sprite hunt because it's the end of the season. So we're going to see how many we can battle out and find in between the three of us in a little competition like we did a few weeks ago. But that'll do it for WTR Sunday Wrestle Talk Radio. Tomorrow night, it's the Raw Potion. When Raw ends, we're live to talk about it. Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, it's The Rack. We are live Saturday for CB Radio at 11:30 p.m. Eastern. And we'll be back next Sunday for another edition of WTR Sunday Wrestle Talk Radio with the WTR Jeopardy. It's at Wild Talk Radio, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Tim.
Yeah, follow me at Blaine's Forums on the X Machine.
Casey.
Don't follow me on social medias at Kyle Driver.
Lindsay.
Follow me on social media at Lynn's Ward, WARD.
Brent.
You can find me on a variety of social media, Twitter/X, Threads, Blue Sky, Instagram, at Kane Kittens or Kane.Kittens.
Chad, if you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's not Prime Gaming, it's not Twitch Prime, it's just Prime. Click the purple button below the screen. You can use credit card, Rocket Socket, the Fortnite app shop, because hashtag Epic Partner. We'll see you next Sunday for WTR Jeopardy, and for those listening live, we're hip-flipping over to Fortnite. But now, Tim, send us home.
Go on.
There you go. We'll see you next Sunday.
It's all about the game, and how you play it. It's all about control, and if you can take it. It's all about your debts, and if you can pay it. It's all about the pain.
Who's gonna make it?
I am the game.
You don't wanna play me.
I am control.
The